We're here at the BASF booth at Commodity Classic in Tampa. With me is Kip Cullors, the world champion soybean producer, and we've hardly ever heard Kip speechless, but he was speechless today when BASF presented him with a commemorative Kip Cullors bobblehead. What do you think about that, Kip?
I was shocked, Cindy. You know, Pat, you never know. She's the most inventive person I've ever met in my whole entire life. She's great. I didn't really know what to say. It's like, holy cow, I can't believe it. So, anyways, I mean, it's just great, and I really appreciate it. And it's just great working with BASF, and they're just such a great team to work with, and such a joy. So, I really appreciate it. I appreciate everything that they do for myself and all American farmers. So I just can't say enough for BASF and about BASF, because they're just an absolute great team to work with.
Okay, let's talk about, I know we talked about it before, but your world record last year.
Yeah, so we made 160.6 bushels acre. And, you know, I go all across the United States talking about, why is your soybeans dying? And it has to do with some form of stress, whether it be lack of nutrients, water, insects, or the most important, probably disease. And everybody's corn and soybeans die prematurely, and they should ripen totally green. And everybody gets all nervous about their green beans and all this. But like I always tell them is, would you rather cut 100 bushels acre 4 miles an hour or 40 bushels at 6? So I can slow down. I like green stems, and I like making yield, and soybeans are $14. So, if you make 100 bushels, that's $1,400 an acre. And on my personal farm, on normal production acres, it costs about $267 an acre, and we do two shots of headline on it. So, the cost on this stuff is just not that great. And, the American farmer's got a big job to do this year. We've got to raise a crop, and a big one. And we've been called to duty to do this, so we need to hold up our end of the bargain.
Now, as you said, you're a big advocate of headline for plant health especially, but I know one of the problems that you have is white mold, and we're talking about a new product that BASF is hopefully going to have on the market by 2012 called Zemium. It's got a different technology, be able to work with headline to control different types of mold. What do you think about that?
You know, that's great, because now we're going to have another tool in our arsenal, and which is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, now we're going to have two different fungicides here in arsenal that we can go to work with. So I'm excited, and it's going to be great, and it's going to control a few other things. There's always improvement. That's why I say Definition Sandy's doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different results. BASF realizes that, and they're always trying something new. So that just speaks volumes to what they believe in.
Here at Commodity Classic, record attendance, record number of farmers, and I guess there's a lot of optimism here, isn't there?
There sure is, and I think probably more than anything what it is corn $7 and soybeans are $14, and I think farmers, they want to make more. They want to yield more, they want to make money, so I think that what I've seen around the country this year as far as farm shows goes, that you're going to see a lot of farmers, trying new things and not getting stuck in that rut of doing the same thing over and over and over.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Kip Cullors, immortalized with the Kip Cullors bobblehead, and I'm sure they will be available on eBay shortly. Here at Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.